Scott Cohen, brought to you by Pride Stores, 30 locations in Western Mass and Northern Connecticut, locally owned and operated Pride Stores, are the area's best set kept secret. In the studio with us is Scott Cohen. It's good to see you.
By the way, good to see you, Scott.
Good to see you too, John.
Speaking of Pride.
I got my Pride coffee.
I was talking about on Friday, they had this Patriots bucket.
Yeah.
And I was talking about it on Friday, 10 o'clock, show ends, there's a guy from Pride upstairs at the front desk with one of those buckets to give to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, and if they win on Sunday, there's going to be another one even upgraded. I said, I'll see you Monday morning at 10.
Wow.
So yeah. They won.
Look at you, buddy.
But yeah, very, very cool bucket that Pride has.
More free stuff.
Six-pack of beer in it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was actually very cool. Some Slim Jims.
Oh,
some,
buddy, that's right up your alley.
Some peanuts. I don't know what that means, but I don't think it was pleasant.
It wasn't a compliment to you.
Yeah, so. No. Hey, so just real quick about the Pride thing.
Mm.
I was listening to you guys on the way in about the tile story.
Yeah.
You're really that tight? Is he tighter
than a drum?
Really?
It's not about, you know what? It's not about tight. It's not about, I don't like to use the words tight.
No, I think that's what most people would describe it as, John.
I consider it frugal.
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 No, it's cheap.
No.
It's absolutely cheap.
It's really not. It's, you know, why, what? It's like the whole bed thing, all right? I have a bed, box spring, and a mattress that's on the floor.
You do. See,
and
that's...
for some reason, that's like trailer park living.
You got a coffee table made by 2x4s and cinder blocks?
No, it's from the pit.
Or the milk crates. Remember the milk crates you'd make into album holders?
It's a nice coffee table from the pit. Not Bob's. It's just from a pit
that
was dug out in Southwick.
Some tar pits.
No, I don't. It's not the bed, the box spring, and the mattress on the floor isn't trailer park. It's college.
Well, but I said, you know, and I've said to the other inhabitants.
Oh my God. Have you been to his house?
I have been to his house.
Not in the bedroom.
Not a long time.
No. But I've said to other inhabitants of the bed, I said, do you feel that the quality of your sleep was affected by the lack of wheels and a frame?
Sure. And they say no.
No, of course not. Hmm. I sleep just as well. And my ability to shuffle across the bathroom floor from the toilet to the hallway will be no better or less because I bought 97-cent tile.
Okay. Fine.
Listen, crap's going in, crap's going out.
No
so
question.
There you go.
That's very true. I think hodgepodge was the proper
hodgepodge.
Hodgepodge.
Yes.
So, congratulations, Bax.
Thank you, Scotty.
I was with you yesterday. You're wearing the sport in the Green Bay green.
I'm wearing my Bart Starr throwback jersey
as
today.
As you should, sure.
What a hell of a game.
Yeah.
I just want to say this to all the Dallas Cowboy fans out there.
Which there are many.
There are many. Your nonstop trash talking and whining last night was so
that didn't
inspiring
take long.
To me. That
I mean,
it was just
how many people did you have at your house? All this talk,
just me and Jenny, and that was it. But you know, when you're on the social medias and like
all weekend,
people are just I can't tell you how many people would like send private message me the picture of like Calvin and Hobbes pissing on a Green Bay helmet.
I had that T-shirt. I don't know what I did with that T-shirt.
Yeah, it's everywhere, and they just couldn't stop. And then all day, oh, your Packers are going down.
Blah blah blah.
And for a while, for a glimmer, there was a chance that
they
were going to be right.
They were.
And then Aaron Rodgers, throws this amazing pass to Jared Cook. And
even a more amazing catch.
An amazing catch.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, the amazing there was in the catch, not in the pass.
Without a doubt. But there are very few quarterbacks that can turn a game around.
Maybe two.
Like
Matt Ryan from Tom Brady can't do that anymore.
No, Tom Brady
not
is.
Not even close.
Not like that.
Not like that.
Well, I will say, first of all, I think we've given enough due to the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, here we go.
Most storied franchise in the National Football League.
Storied doesn't mean good.
No, actually, it does. It does mean quite good.
Normally, when you hear storied, it's
all good.
Positive light.
I got to tell you, the Patriots game.
That was depressing.
A little suspect. I just said it. What team in the NFL could play their worst game of the year, still cover the point spread in my 18 points?
No question about it.
How is that possible?
And have a guy, what's Lewis's first name?
Deion?
Deion Lewis say, that was the best worst game of my life.
Yeah.
Because he had a hat trick, basically,
pretty much,
of touchdowns.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But he also had two very ugly fumbles.
Lost one of them.
And
very
Tom Brady,
unpatriot-like.
Tom Brady, with two interceptions in the entire season,
right,
had two in this game.
Right.
But I got to tell you, and I'm not saying this about Brady. I say this about any quarterback. I just don't consider a tip to be an interception.
No, once that happens, yeah, it's all bets are off.
Unless it was thrown into the hands of the
sure
defender who tipped it and then caught it.
Yep.
But
it's heads up defense. Houston's got a good defense, very good defense.
But
that's
the
why
idea,
they stayed in the game for a while.
You know, I rarely watch the pregame shows, and I did that on Sunday or Saturday, and I don't feel comfortable when you keep hearing all of these. It's not going to be a game. You know, the Patriots are going to win this so easily, it's not going to be a game.
Right.
Once I start hearing that, I start getting nervous.
Well, as you know, any given Sunday
any
rule
given Sunday
even applies to Saturdays.
Right.
And
well, wouldn't you say any given Saturday then?
Well, you would, but the old adage is in on
just
any
let
given
him
Sunday
talk.
But the thing is, as favored as they were, you can't ever discount any team
no,
playing
no
in a playoff
no
situation.
Question. They're in the playoffs. Houston's got a good team. And listen, you know, again, we've talked about this before. The big thing about Patriots fans, man, this has been going on for a long time, since 2001, right?
Mm-hmm.
Patriots have been front and center every playoff season, almost all the way to the end, more often than not. I read a thing that Patriots and Steelers have been involved in won nine AFC championships between them since 2001. So we're used to a certain amount of success around here. And, you know, there was a time when games were over at halftime, and it's like that. And that doesn't, I mean, it's great if you like the Patriots, your team's winning, but that doesn't do a whole lot of good to a whole lot of other people. I was enjoying Saturday's game because at least there was something in the second half that I needed to tune into.
I was just
and to
little,
their credit, they got their act together and they won the game.
I was just a little disappointed when I woke up this morning because I went to bed probably before halftime even last night. I really wanted Kansas City to win just because I'm so tired of the Steelers-Patriots matchups.
And Pittsburgh was, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago too, what's the team out there that scares you? It's Pittsburgh.
They've won nine straight, yeah, although they are coming to Foxborough.
They are coming to Foxborough. There's no question about that. And
it's going to be a great game.
It's going to be a great game. And then Patriots are going to win it. I'm completely convinced about that. They'll win.
They're 5.5-point favorites.
They're
right
just
now
better. They're just better, and that's why they're going to win.
Now,
so don't bother watching the game. Yeah.
But they're playing on Sunday.
Playing
and
on
as
Sunday.
We know,
the late
given
game.
Sunday.
Any given Sunday. There's that thing again.
Now, I had some woman message me last night. What are you going to do if it's a Patriots-Packers Super Bowl? And I said,
What am I going to do?
The same thing I did exactly 20 years ago. I'm going to root for my favorite team.
Of course you are.
And it's going to
Was
be
that
Green
20
Bay
years ago? Back?
Not, yeah, believe it or not,
my
20
we're
years
not
ago
doing all that we did 20 years ago.
What was that?
There was a bet made and a payoff that was somewhat humiliating.
I wasn't paying attention.
Will
then
not
what
happen.
What was that all
yeah
about?
Yeah, that was during your time when you thought, yeah, well, maybe I'll just wait and see how
yeah
this
that was
works.
that's when I was under radio silence.
Yeah, right.
So what was the bet?
I don't even remember what your side of the bet was, but my side of the bet was that if Green Bay won, I had to appear in a tutu on the ice at a Falcons game.
Oh.
And sing to me.
And sing to you.
He sang "You Are So Beautiful to Me" by Joe Cocker.
I forgot about that part.
Yes, that was the whole thing.
I can see how you probably would want to forget about that.
There are
so you did it.
Yeah, yeah. He did it, and that was then.
Huh.
And then I think we made some sort of UMass bet that year too. So
all right, so I'm sorry. As we digress.
So anyway, so that's the way it's going to be. Now, last week we made picks, and they're
yeah
still on the
out
the bulletin board. Yeah, check that out and see who.
What picks did we make?
Well, we picked the winners of this weekend's games.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right, so you guys picked Seattle. I picked Atlanta. That's one for the good guy. Everybody picked New England.
Yeah.
Let's see. John had Pittsburgh. You and I had Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
And you and I had Green Bay backsy, and John had Dallas. So it's a wash.
Yeah, yep, it is
a wash.
It's a wash.
Yeah,
it's a
even
wash.
Even Steven,
so to speak.
So you want to make bank on this next round?
Ah, boy.
Ah, come on. Just pick a
I
team.
I really wish it had been Kansas City. It would
it's
be
not.
Somebody, it, I would say absolutely in a heartbeat. But, you know, based on my... based on my belief that the Patriots win at Gillette Stadium,
sure.
Despite an 8-game winning streak by Pittsburgh.
Get to your point.
$1,000.
No, we're not paying
$1,000.
I'll
take Andre the Giant for $1,000.
No, not doing $1,000.
Well, then you tell me.
A round of drinks.
That's...
round of drinks? Where?
Anywhere. So, well, if it's you, someplace cheap.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, I just paid 97 cents a tile.
Yeah, he can't afford much more.
Correct.
And the threshold.
Who's going to win this weekend?
Yeah, pick the winners.
I would say the Patriots.
Yep.
And who's playing the other game?
Atlanta. What is this? Higher than handicapped here?
Atlanta and Green Bay.
Yeah,
I'm going to go. I'm going to go with Atlanta on that one.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. It'll be Patriots and Packers.
Okay.
Nah.
Yes.
Atlanta.
No.
They're my team.
Please.
They're my guys.
Go
them
on.
And that great quarterback.
Matt Ryan.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
Matt Ryan.
Boston College. See that? You can when you say, oh, yeah, Matty Ryan, Boston College. I know. You know.
And yet they say he's probably going to be the MVP.
MVP of the league.
And he probably deserves it.
He probably deserves it.
For what?
What do you mean for what?
Well, for what? What did he do?
He's gotten his team into the friggin' NFC Championship game.
So did three other quarterbacks.
Yeah, but he's better than they are.
He's better than Tom Brady?
Well, better than Aaron Rodgers?
Well.
Better than Ben Roethlisberger?
Better than Brock Osweiler?
Everybody's
better than Brock Osweiler.
Right, how about you?
I got Patriots without question, and that's a tough one.
Yeah,
Max.
I'm telling you. This kid Matt Ryan, I tell you, I'm very impressed by him now that I know his name.
Falcons are favored by 4.
I don't see.
Are they really?
Yep.
Wow.
Can the junior senator from the great state of Massachusetts please have the floor? I'm going to go with Green Bay, Baxi, because I've been watching Aaron Rodgers play, and I don't think anybody's playing the position better than he is.
Did you hear that?
I don't see how that's possible.
It is possible.
Yeah, it is possible.
He's playing out of his skull.
He is just. I said this to you last week. He's playing the game right now at a different level than everybody else.
Even Troy Aikman last night, and Troy Aikman, you know, again, who is an idiot.
Hey, take it easy.
Says last night that he is playing about as good as anyone has ever played that position.
Has ever played.
And you know what the secret to that is? Having read the New York Times yesterday? Familial dysfunction.
Yeah.
Apparently,
and a hot girlfriend.
If you get a hot piece of, a hot woman and cut yourself off from your family, you're almost guaranteed to make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
How's it working for you?
Well, I think I'm probably going to get a trophy or two this year.
That's because, buddy, everybody gets a trophy these days. At least so I'm told.
You know what I did like is watching, they showed a replay that field goal right there at the end that Green Bay had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the one just before it.
Yep.
And they showed the coach of the Cowboys with the referee standing right in
there.
Front of him.
With
and
the time
then
out.
Right at that last second, he just kind of walks up and goes,
Timeout.
And then, you know, the snap and the kick, and it's good.
Buddy, that.
And they got to do it again.
That second one just squeaked in there,
you're
too,
damn
buddy.
Right,
you barely did.
You're damn right.
You got a little. You did a little spotting on that one, didn't you?
I was actually up to a heavy flow at that point, to be quite honest.
He was crowning.
I really was. Scott, it's good to see you.
Good to see you guys, too.
Scott Cohen brought to you by Pride Stores.